And I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal Nourish Grow, and welcome to day 10 of the 30-Day Healthy Habits Challenge. So today is going to be a habit that I have been practicing for a really long time because it's a little bit based in yoga, which if you know a little bit about my background, I'm a certified experienced yoga teacher. Tons of hours teaching, have been doing yoga since, gosh, this is tough to say, but like over 30 years now. I picked it up while I was in college. But anyway, it's about a breathing practice. And this one's not a structured breathing practice. This is just to try this one time today. And that's just to practice a 3-breath reset. So at some point during the day where you're either tired or feeling a little stressed, or you're having an interaction that is making you tense up, you're simply going to take 3 deep breaths. Now, the one thing I want to teach you about this, because there are a lot of structured breathing programs, and they all have maybe slightly different purposes. There's box breathing, there's alternate nostril breathing, there's a ton of different breathing practices. And we are going to talk about another one, I think, later in the series that's for a different purpose. But really, this is just a practice to just get you thinking about breathing. And the thing I just want to bring home is that one of the more important parts of any breath practice, I think, if you're using it to calm down or to fight stress, which is what we're trying to do with this one, and that is to extend the exhale slightly longer than the inhale. So if you inhale for a count of 4, for example, you want to exhale for at least a count of 5. And the reason that this works, and there's plenty of data on it, you know, this whole challenge, there's always research and the links for those are in your tracker and the emails, but the slightly longer exhale activates your parasympathetic nervous system. And that's the part of your nervous system that's for calm, that's for rest and digest. And it's the one that a lot of people really have trouble accessing. So just having that slightly longer exhale is a great way to do that. So today, like I said, one of those times you're just going to do that slightly longer exhale. This is going to cue your nervous system to be more calm, and it's going to help with stress and impulsive decisions. So it's particularly useful in situations maybe with your significant other or at work or with your children. Anytime you're feeling a little frustrated, just take a moment, 3 deep breaths, slightly longer exhale, and then deal with whatever the situation is. So you might want to use some kind of trigger moment today that makes you think of it. Like again, if we do this habit stacking thing, the thing that's going to help you do it most easily. Now that's most useful when it's something that you want to accomplish every single day. And I certainly think taking this time, any time of day, doing it at a specific time is really good, but I think it's really more useful even, like I said, in those little situations where you might have some stress, like before a meeting or when you're driving in traffic or something like that, or just using it to really settle yourself down before bed. You could make it part of your bedtime ritual if you wanted to do that. So that's today's thing. Super easy. Just breathe. If you want to read the science, make sure you're signed up for the challenge. You'll get all the links in the tracker and in the emails. And that's it for today. I will see you again tomorrow. I was almost going to say next week, but man, we're only on day 10 here, so we got a lot to go.
This has been the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast. Again, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal Nourish Grow. You can find show notes for this episode at healnourishgrowpodcast.com. If you have feedback on today's episode or questions about the content, please email us at podcast@healnourishgrow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to sign up for our email list at healnourishgrow.com and subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Join us next time for more information that helps you live your best and healthiest life. Thanks for listening. Content on the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast does not constitute medical advice. Content contained in the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. Neither the company nor its owner, Heal, Nourish, Grow, LLC, nor any of the company's employees, agents, or guest speakers provide medical advice. The content provided on Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your medical provider with any questions about what health practices are right for you.